is his real test. To train them is his cause. He will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each delegate to understand the power that's inside. It's you and me. I know what your destiny. Oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend.
Floor Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman.
On the show today, we talk about selling art, limit the taking of Rondo, and tell you why you use Snopes for every band announcement, and now the dude's ruining every band reunion, Wicked and Das.
Right now, we're going to shout out motherfucking figuring out newfangled technology.
Yes, yes.
I started using a fucking note-taking app finally for the show on my phone. And yeah, it's just the Keep app for the Galaxy S7A.
Well, it's a official Google app.
Okay, Google app. Cool. And yeah, it was in my archive because somehow it slipped and it was just like, oh yeah, this is your shit now. And it went back to like where the show notes were for the Zen show.
Yeah.
And this one is like, oh, fucking... Now we're going to put it all in the archive for you. Like, it's not going to be on that home screen.
Yeah. So it's well, remember, Google's, like, default thing, whether it be email, is not delete. It's archive. It's not necessarily counting toward your space. And it's not, like, right, like I said, on your home screen. But, you know, if you need to pull it back up, it is there.
Yeah.
Whereas with delete, the shit gone.
Yeah, I was about to cry. I was throwing a tantrum because I rewrote all my show notes. That's right, nigga. I got show notes fucking for the week. So yeah, welcome to EC3Cast.
I'm guessing by the look on your face, you had never heard that song.
I had never heard that.
That is actually song. The dude that sings the Pokemon song. Dude, that is not a parody. I mean, it's a parody.
Yeah, yeah. How old?
2012.
Wow, he was really going for Rob.
Yes, he was.
He was pulling, boy.
Because what? Like, I don't know if you've seen the video like floating around fucking Facebook of him going back and re-singing the song like from like a month or so ago, like since Pokemon Go came out.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, Pokemon's hot right now. So he's like, I'm going to fucking cash in on this shit.
Exactly. I've been doing this shit forever.
I'm going to have to show it to you because he is fucking into it.
Is he a big guy or a little guy?
He's a little guy. A little weasley guy. Yeah.
With that voice?
Yeah.
I'd be more powerful with like a beard.
No.
Like fucking
wears black
button-up shirt.
Yeah, wears black polo shirts and button-up shirts. Yeah,
yeah. So, all right. He's pro.
Yeah,
But yeah, so... On the show today, whenever you hear the intro, we're gonna talk about some shit. And yeah, we're going to start with Wicked. What you do this week? Tell me something good besides it. First, we'll start with the bad, and then we'll go to the good. So what happened? Tell the people.
Well, what happened was...
They can tell from the intro probably, hopefully.
Yes. I rode my bike to work Friday, and then promptly got moved down to fucking... I rode my bike to 46th Street, then got moved to 35th Street.
Jesus.
So I got to have Miss Kate and Ezra walk down to 46th Street and bring my bike back for me.
That's what's up. You see, walking distance to work is a godsend. Motherfuckers don't realize how nice that shit is nowadays, and that's why I always push for fuck suburbs. Like I've said in old shows in the past, we need to be not an industrial area, but like a downtown, like you can walk to fucking work area.
Yeah.
We need to be living closer to work. I will always push for that shit.
Commutes for bitches.
Commutes waste fucking resources and clogs track. Anyway.
So, you know, the bike got locked up on Friday. And then I went and looked at how she locked it up. And I was like, girl, this ain't right. So I relocked it up.
Damn, and you double checked it. Shit.
Yeah.
That's a mean hit then.
Well, I mean, coming. Well, what she had done is she had just, what is it called? Not chain lock, but cable locked my bike to her bike. and her bike was locked to the frame, to the stair, to the railing. So I was like, no, you got to put this around both of them.
Yeah.
Apparently that wasn't enough because I went back fucking, that was Friday. I went back Thursday.
Right.
No real reason. I was just like, all right, we're going to, was it Thursday? Or, no, it was Wednesday. Went back Wednesday because we were just walking to Subway because, yeah, I got a Subway than walking distance.
Subway does not sponsor us, but if you want to, you could hook it the fuck up. Yes.
I got to learn something else about Subway this week. I'll get into that later.
Oh, shit.
Fucking different fucking franchise, different prices. Fuck bullshit. But anyway, I went in Wednesday. I was like, hey, girl, I see your bike. Where the fuck my bike?
Uh-oh.
Some fucking thieving ass.
Fucking, somebody.
Yeah.
Thieving ass somebody. But it's leaning toward. It's leaning toward. There's a dense African-American population in the area with which you live. And this, it was a new shiny bike with accoutrements.
Yes, accoutrements.
And so it wouldn't put it past me. I'm not saying fucking it was a black person. But I'm saying there's a lot of black people over there.
Yeah.
And the reason I say this is because I was like, I wanted to immediately post to his social media the 10-minute loop of nigga stole my bike with the punch out fucking little 8-bit fucking tune going over it.
Yeah, but he wanted that to be the intro. I was like, no, just trust me.
I always trust him.
Yeah, especially if I got that look in my eyes. Like, it ain't for no damn reason.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so, immediately, I'm like, oh, what the fuck am I going to do? God damn these motherfuckers. And I didn't get to look in the trash to see if, like, they had, like, tossed my bike cable. Because that would be an immediate tell that it, you know,
yeah, it
was cut and stolen. But it looked like they had changed the trash bags, like, either the day they stole it or that morning.
Smart. Yeah. When I say niggas, anybody could be a nigga. We've been over this before. I mean, just black people. Niggas is crafty.
But another sign that it obviously had been stolen is they didn't steal my girl's bike, which leads me to believe it was just one person. And he wasn't capable of taking two bikes. They did strip all the accessories off her bike, though.
Yeah, that's probably one person.
Dude. Yeah, they just took, you know, lights. And I just bought that girl a new fucking jail seat cover.
Damn.
And initially, she was going to take it back up with her every day like that we rode. And she was like, that should be fine. I should be able to leave this here. She got to ride this shit twice.
Damn.
Got fucking $20 down the drain.
Shit.
But,
People fuck suck.
Yes, they do.
Fuck people.
But, so I called the cops.
Not the crackers. We love y'all.
I called that called that sweet, sweet non-emergency number. Filed a police report. Called the insurance. And they just say, all right, we'll have an adjuster call you back. And the next day, they did call me back because I left early. Cause
they basically told you.
They told me that, the amount that was stolen is under the deductible, so good on you, bruh.
Yeah, we talked about this before the show. That's the one thing I always hate about insurance. It's like, to make it worthwhile, you have to be rich. I hate to say it. Like, and by being rich, I mean balling out of control. I mean, you have to, like, buy something super fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, for renter's insurance, like, which, like, a deductible be, like, what, like, $250,
$500? It is actually $250.
Oh, shit, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, it would cover for me computer and camera equipment, like shit that's big ticket items.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit when you're like, dude, like, this is my mode of transportation. Like, you guys should hook this up. And they're like, well, if you bought a more expensive bike, like, why would I fuck?
And even then, like say I had a $300 bike. Here's $50 to replace your $300 bike.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like,
and there are some things I didn't do and I regret, and I've, you know, since remedied with this. I'll get to that later, but I never recorded the serial number of the bike.
Oh, that's shit. I didn't even think about that.
Well, it's like hidden, like, if you like turn the bike over where the pedals are on that crankcase,
there's
a serial number stamped into the metal.
Shit.
You have to grind it off, and if it's grinded off, it's very obvious it's probably a stolen bike.
Yeah.
But
damn, now the thieves of the crackers will be like taking notes, like, and we will make sure to scrape off the serial number.
Well, it's like having a serial number scraped off a gun. If you got that, it's probably a good sign. Shit ain't on the up and up.
Yeah. But like, and also for buyers, this is a buyer's beware thing too.
Yeah, like, if you're buying it from Craigslist, and that's one of the things I did. I searched Craigslist immediately. All right, bikes for sale.
Yeah, see if they're dumb enough to throw it up.
And unfortunately, there's at least one other person I know that has the exact same bike as me.
Shit.
But at this point, I know he looks like Kimbo Slice. R.I.P. Doc. R.I.P. But and, if I see Kimbo Slice and his Kent Bayside Cruiser, I know that one ain't mine.
He's like, that's Kimbo's.
Because I've seen him, you know, while I still had my bike in my possession.
Yeah.
There's another one, though, which I don't know if this was before or after my shit got stolen, though, because I ain't pay attention to see if he had my accoutrements on his bike. But so I went and I bought a new fucking exact same fucking bike because I tried some other, I wanted to get a mountain bike so that I could use it for trail and for, you know, just commute. But it's like, none of those bikes felt right. Some of them had weird fucking, weird pedal shifting. And I was like, hey. Well, I say pedal. It's like, all right, remember how the old school mountain bikes had just the little clickers on?
Yeah.
It's instead of that, they have fucking triggers on them where one trigger takes it up, one trigger takes it down.
Okay.
It's just weird shit. Weird shit. But it's like, none of these bikes feel fucking right. And I searched and, you know, Walmart said that they had them at the Portsmouth location. So I was like, I know there ain't nothing out here, so that means it ain't assembled. Just give me the fucking box. How hard could this be?
Oh, yeah. How much of a nightmare was that? Because I read the post and I couldn't tell. You're like, you had an...
It wasn't that.
I have a new respect for parents who bought their children bikes.
Bought their children unassembled bikes on Christmas.
Yes. So is that good or bad?
It could be a lot worse. Like, a lot of shit does come put together.
Okay.
Like, you have to attach, like, the forks are attached to the frame. The back tire is already on.
Oh.
And, you know, all the accoutrements on the back, you have to do some adjustments to the brakes, but that's not that big a deal. And you have to put the front, you have to completely unattach the front brake to attach the fender, or so just say, fuck the fender, whichever your preference is. Attach that wheel. My shit still looks a little wonky. Make sure you got your handlebars fucking, you know, your alignment's right so you you don't think you're turning left, but you're actually going straight. You know, get all that shit around. But other than that, it's like, it's not really that much assembly.
Word.
Except one of the brake cables wasn't attached. With the front one. Like, oh, getting a fucking brake cable on is a bitch. But, let's see. Guess what? Drowning in your own coffee.
Nick, sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, is there a theme from or a message you could take away from this? Don't drink fast.
Don't drink fast.
Message.
But what else? Oh yeah, I've like because of the horrible heat, I actually have left work early 3 days this week.
Damn, they actually give you the heat advisory. Get off early.
Yeah, give a liberal leave.
Nice.
And three or four. I think I just took three. Because, let's see.
They don't want you to die on the clock.
No. I left early Monday. I left early Tuesday. Stayed Wednesday. Left early Thursday. I don't know, only three. But, you know, prior to this shit, I had fucking, you know, 18 hours of sick leave.
Oh, nice.
104 hours of annual leave. And I pick up 104 hours September 21st. So.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm not, like, hurting not for time. Hurting. Not hurting okay. for time. So it's like, you know
and
what?
Now it's about to be August.
Mm. Yeah. And from the looks of things, August is going to be less horrible than July.
Weather-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I have whoever abducted Mr. Rondell, I got some words for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But if you're looking for ransom, I can tell you, I sure as fucking got no money. But what I do, well, I actually ain't got no skills that will help me in this situation. And I haven't had the career that long. So even if they were, I wouldn't have acquired them yet. But I do have skills that make me not so much a nightmare, but a pain in the ass. If you let my bike go, it'll be the end of it. I won't ask any questions. I won't even ask for my flashlights and things back. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. If you bring Rondell back to the Liberty Apartments garage, I will not. Like I said, I will not pursue. But if you don't, I don't have the skills to pursue you, so what, you know, ain't much I could do. And, you know, the fucking police department ain't gonna do nothing either. But it'd be nice if you returned Rondell.
That was fucking good.
Initially I was gonna do Sean Connery, but I was like,
but it actually worked.
Yeah,
that was the Taken accident. Yes. Kudos, my dude.
I've never actually seen Kudos either. I haven't seen Taken. I'm just going into voices.
It's pretty good. But no, so also you had told me about how the police department was like, oh yeah.
No, that wasn't the police department.
Who was it?
All right.
Yeah, you got to get to that.
Before I get an answer from him, I don't know how much vitriol I want to spit.
We'll just give a quick one, and I can spit vitriol.
Because yeah. But long story short, the apartment complex does not own the parking garage where the bikes were located. Unfortunately, the city owns it.
Why unfortunately?
Because it's the city. City don't want to help a motherfucker with nothing. Despite the fact you pay taxes, them high-ass food taxes in fucking Newport News. Really, motherfuckers? Almost, damn, 15%? On a goddamn slice of pizza from 7-Eleven? Really? That's where we at as a society?
Dude, I mean...
Our residents don't have any money. How can we help them? Take more money from them! That's the way it works. But basically, like, the first five... Not 5 minutes, because I wasn't on the phone with him for that long, but... The first minute was him chastising me for having the bike in the fucking parking garage for the first place.
Yeah, because it's your fucking fault. You put your bike in a parking garage, you know, because you have an apartment that if you put a bike in there, you'll have to get racks on racks to store.
Well, not even that. Like, they have bike racks, but, like, they only have three, and they're all full. And that pisses me off because half those people I know never fucking ride the bike because that motherfucker's had a flat tire for the last 6 months. He is not riding his Schwinn. I can fucking promise you.
That's the dumbest shit ever for them to chastise you. It's like, it's not supposed to be in there.
It's illegal as heck. Those were his exact words. And I said the last, like, I know why I seen it Friday and it was stolen, obviously, you know, before 6 p.m. Wednesday. That's a lot of security tape to go through. It's like, motherfucker, you just have to check one camera.
Yeah.
Like, you probably could check other cameras. You know, I'd like you to, but I ain't holding out hopes you could check the first one.
Yeah.
But it's like, there is a camera right in that fucking stairwell. Yeah. It had, like, at least tell me how tall and the complexion or race. You know, you ain't going to necessarily give me a positive face ID because I know it's a city. You ain't got that good of damn cameras. Oh. But you can at least give the, you know, let me give the police something to go on.
Yeah. He looks like this.
Yes.
And don't do the whole, he's between 5'8 and 6'6", black, weighing anywhere from 170 to 330 pounds.
Yeah, but like I said, give me something. I'm paying your salary. Serve me civilly.
There you go. That's a good point. Dude, your week has gone on for a while. I like this. No, I like it.
Last time I had to. We're at 17 minutes.
Dude, my week is gonna, we're gonna have a meaty first intro.
Okay, that's fine.
So we're gonna talk about my week, but first, what happened at Subway? Because you mentioned food taxes, and it reminded me you said that you wanted to say something about different franchises.
Oh, for man.
Do that. You gotta wrap up your week, because you mentioned
it. Well, you know, how are you gonna have such big price disparity on certain menu items?
Such as?
The BLT. It's a non-menu item, technically.
Okay.
But, you know, they got bacon. Ain't that fucking hard to make a sandwich out of bacon?
No.
And at my local Subway, the one in the apartment complex, but anywho, in the same general vicinity, it is $5.50 for a BLT because literally they're just throwing fucking few strips of bacon on a fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, they're busting out all the meats.
Yeah. And but, all the fucking veggies and
yeah, it's like, it's
special sauce.
It's
and all
just fucking bacon.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes sense as a $5.50 sub. So, you know, in my head, I'm like, all right, this is how much all of them are. So we go over to Portsmouth Walmart, go to their fucking Subway. Motherfucker got charged me damn near $7.
Whoa,
it's like,
son.
It's like, I could have got a damn, almost got a fucking chicken teriyaki for this shit. I could have got me an oven roasted chicken. Like, all these ones that like are more premium subs. Although I will say, they fucking hooked up the bacon though, because normally you get about like six on a BLT, because it's the only thing that's there.
Yeah.
There was at least fucking 12 pieces of bacon on this fucking sandwich.
Did you stamp your feet and did you protest a little bit, say, up to the price to the person working?
No,
beforehand?
No, because it's a non-menu item. There's not like a sign I can point to and go, it's supposed to be that much. You know, it's like ordering that weird fucking McGangbang from the fucking McDonald's. Like, you know, they can charge you whatever the fuck they want. Yeah.
Like, dude, you only want this for the McGangbang, it's only novelty's sake. And like, nobody gets that shit on the regular. But if you do get it on the regular, just comment, let us know.
Yeah.
Fucking text us or email us and let us know you love the McGangbang and you can profess your love and for fish and beef and chicken
nuggets and shit. Yeah. But no, one thing I don't like about Subway,
damn time.
Yeah. One thing I don't like about Subway is they make your sandwich and then ring it up. So that if there is a price discrepancy, you can't just tell them, you know what, I'll just have something else. They done made your sandwich.
They're gonna look at you like, bro.
And your options are either I'm gonna take this thing and, you know, take the abuse they about to give in my wallet, or I could tell them, you know what, just throw that fucking thing away. Because my girl had to do that one time.
Oh shit.
She didn't have like, she didn't realize how much like the Greek whatever. That wasn't the Greek one. It was the one before this. But she didn't realize how much it was gonna be. And it's like, fuck, I ain't got that money. Life. Just give me a oven roasted chicken and put all the Greek toppings on it. That's what it turned into.
Oh man. Before I start my week, do we have to adjust the song? Like, is it already there?
I already did it.
Oh shit.
I did it when you was talking to me.
Okay.
Fortunately, they're about the same length, and so I didn't.
No, not length. Like, I'm talking about like a segment. Like, I'm not gonna talk, and then the song's gonna come on.
It might.
Oh shit.
You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So, my week. I'm gonna see if I can fucking shotgun this shit. All right. So, from the Zen show, I talked about it was Zen show last week.
Yes.
Wow. It's only been a week. Time drugged by.
Yeah.
So I talked about my fucking breakdown and everything like that, and I was setting up appointments. So now I have an appointment tomorrow with my case manager. Like, I'm some convict because every OIF Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom veteran has to have a case manager. This was supposed to happen when I got out
of it's not like military specific, it's specific to people who've served in that time.
Like, so I was supposed to fucking have this immediately after separating from the service, and it's been 4 years since I separated from the service. And I'm just not going to my case manager. So
just now learning you have a case manager.
I have one, and they're going to help me out with benefits, and education benefits, health appointments, as well as work opportunities if need be. So I might have a job through the VA sometime soon. Who knows? You know, depending on how the shit shakes down with college and
speaking. So you can be that person denying.
Oh yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, and speaking of college shit. I'm working on credit evaluation. Well, I'm waiting on credit evaluation to go back to the financial aid office because apparently I'm in that gray. I could be in that gray area of you have this many credits on the books that puts you at the max, but the credits on the books include my credits that I registered for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the way that shakes down is I can just get fall funding for FAFSA and that'll be the end of my FAFSA, but I get to use it all the way up instead of like, oh yeah, I got 166 hours and I'm never going to be able to go past that because they won't fund me because I can't do a full year.
Mm-hmm.
I can only do a semester. So waiting for that, and I'll be going back up to ODU, you know, to fight with financial aid motherfuckers. Figuratively.
Yeah, my girl gave up her fight.
Dude, she got, I'm back. I'm in her corner. Miss K. Nezra, if you listen, I'm in your corner for the spring.
Yes.
We're doing work. You're getting that education, yes. Girl.
She's looking up fucking scholarships now.
Hell yeah. Then, let's see, I also sold some art. Speaking of school to art, I sold a shit ton of art, if you're still interested. There's very limited availability because I went through my inventory, and I didn't have as much prints as I thought I did. So, yeah, I sold a fuck ton of art in one goddamn day. And shout out to the Crackers and Friends of the Show for hooking it up and buying art from your boy. Shout out to fucking Young Spike and Archie. They're my fucking first patrons for buying physical art instead of booking me like for a photo or video shit or for fucking freelance graphic design. This is the first time I've actually sold art. It is a great feeling. And like I said, I have limited availability. Check fucking Dot Stuff and Things to see what I have left. Got the car worked on last night. The rice ball, please know. It's been running rough since I bought it. It's a very angry little four-cylinder, but it's a Honda Civic, and you will respect me. And
you're learning slowly but surely what wasn't right.
Yeah, because when they said they built the car, they probably built the car themselves. You know, not hating on them because it was running. You know, and just basically rotating distributor just to change ignition timing. For anybody who knows cars, they'll be like, "Oh, it was that simple." Like, it didn't fix it 100%, but it's running better. Started modding my Fallout 4, and Wicked looked over the shoulder and watched me crash the shit out of the game hard. Because when you try to pull up your map in the game or inventory, you just press the tab key. And I've been working with modifications to fucking change the look of the map and inventory, and it didn't work too well because I crashed that shit hard. Like, as soon as you hit tab, it just crashed the game. So now I have to go through a fuck ton of mods to figure it the fuck out. And what's the name? Also with gaming shit to Pokemon. Motherfucking Pokemon Shenanigans new update just came out. And you no longer have the footsteps.
Fuck that update.
And but you can customize your trainer now. You can change the look.
Yeah. Kate Ezra was telling me about that. She was changing her trainer on the toilet.
Nice. Yes. Where that's where one adjusts settings for Pokemon Go is yes. when you ain't anywhere, shape, or form about to move yes. to play the game. So yeah, play that shit. Before
check out that new mixtape, Incense on a Toilet.
Nice. Oh, fucking so. With the Pokemon Go shit, I went out. Oh, yeah. We got back neighborhood from buying stuff to work on my car. And there was a fucking Bulbasaur on map. And I did the whole spinning circle bullshit. And Archie was like, dude, it's been debunked. Like, it's not going to work, you idiot. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to give it a go. And it pointed me from my living room outside. So I walked my ass down to the corner. I'm like, I'm going to get this fucking Bulbasaur because I have fucking Venusaur. I'm going to power this motherfucker up. And
got to put him in the wood chipper.
Exactly. So fucking get to the corner, or just about the corner, and phone vibrates, Bulbasaur pops up. I'm like, it worked. I actually tracked the Pokemon. And as soon as that thought finished, it disappeared from the fucking map. I was like, this is
that bullshit?
It's that bullshit. And I caught a motherfucking Snorlax in the fuck Walmart parking lot, because apparently he wanted to get them rollback deals. Or was it Kmart that did rollback? Was it, no, it's Walmart. Cause it's
Walmart does rollback.
Yeah, rollback, yeah.
Kmart was Blue Light Special.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So apparently Snorlax wants to hang out in a parking lot waiting for that rollback specials, dog. I mean, you know. So.
No, what he's really doing is just fucking hitting kids up for candy.
Apparently.
Hey, I'm on hard times. How about coming off of some of them Welch's fruit chews, man?
Yes, because we all know Snorlax is a fan of specifically Welch's.
Welch's fruit chews, which I only know if it's a thing.
I knew. I got them. I used to get them when I worked at A&N.
Okay. That actually is a thing that exists?
Yes. It's so good.
Did you eat your stereotypically black grape?
Oh, of course. You always fucking eat the grape. It doesn't matter if black, white, Asian, Dominican.
Nah, whatever. Fuck artificial grape flavor.
But Welch's was known for like using the real fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, hey man, it's delicious. man, I talked a mile a minute for my week. I actually think I like wrapped it right to the point that it was supposed to be wrapped at.
No, because that was what I was doing, was muting the music.
Okay.
So you can keep talking if you want to.
So fucking skating shit. Oh yeah, also I'm going to be attempting to record because like it's going to fucking rain again. Blending at home.
Dude, fucking last night, man.
Right? Like, oh, gee. All right. So this week at Hampton Roads, the weather has called for thunderstorms for like the past, before yesterday, like 3 days. And it was thunder in the middle of the fucking goddamn night with no rain. It was stupid. Like, I'm like, if you're going to rain and ruin my day, don't just be thundering at night when I can't enjoy it. By enjoy it, I mean have a reason to slack off. And so last night, not even, it started yesterday.
No, dude, like, I got off of work. I mean, it looked a little scary outside. But we hopped into my mom's fucking truck because I knew I was going to the Portsmouth Wally World because fucking Newport News ain't about that cruiser life, apparently. Oh. But went to go pick up Rondell the Thicken. But anywho, get in the truck, start driving, almost make it to 664. Fucking bottom falls the fuck out.
Yeah.
Thundering his goddamn ass off. Yeah. Yeah. About 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, like, I'm scared to be in a damn, I know I got rubber wheels, I'm scared to be in a metal vehicle at this point, because that shit was coming down fucking harsh.
I was supposed to record yesterday, because I was like, all right, I'm going to record, because we did, me and Miss Trufin did something Friday. We ended up hanging out with people or something on Friday. I was like, all right, I'm just going to fucking do it Saturday. And then it rained yesterday. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do it today. It still looks like it's going to fucking rain today. And also I wanted to knock out, and I'm going to shout out the 22 push-up challenge as a veteran who is dealing with fucking mental shit, as it were. 22 push-up challenge is to do 22 push-ups every day for, I think it's 22 days or a month. But it's basically
crazy talk.
Yeah. Wicked is not staunchly against it, but he's like, your quote was, do motherfuckers forget how hard push-ups are?
That's one of those things where I'm just going to have to be fat. Like, is there some way I can just throw money at this?
But it's supposed to be 22 push-ups because there's on average 22 veteran suicides a day, and it got me misty and teary eyed because I'm like, I remember that, but it's somebody like
acknowledging it.
And it hit me right in the feels, man. Like, I wasn't ready. And so,
well, just like there's a story you shared, and I know I've seen it shared by other people too, about was it Marine?
Yep, Marine. That happened to that story started making its rounds on my Facebook today. A Marine had killed themselves earlier this month. I'm guessing it came out today because the because probably they had to wait and evaluate before they released it to the public. But basically, this Marine veteran, three tours to the desert, went to the VA and was like, I need help. I've been dealing with substance abuse problems. I want to kill myself. And they were like, you ain't trying to kill yourself yet.
You just have you seen your primary care physician?
Oh, I bet you. Dolls of donuts. I fucking bet you that's what happened. And he, a few hours later, he made a post on Facebook and he killed himself. Like, took his own life. And his justification in the post was that, and I say justification as in, like, everybody who kills themselves, they have
their reasons.
They have their reason. Like, they have their overall justification of why this is a good idea at the time. And like I always say, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And that's the only thing that will keep me going, like, daily. And the reason was because he's like, I reached out for help and was told that I'm not, you know, fit to be helped. Like, I'm not that bad off yet. So here we go.
Am I fit now, Daddy?
Yeah, like, that's the shit that irks me. Like, that. Like, that.
Well, especially considering your last month.
Oh, dude, last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the last 2 weeks has just been, because, like, I don't remember if I said it on the show or not, but I had to call the suicide prevention hotline to get a recommendation for immediate treatment. Doesn't make fucking sense. And, like, you told me before the show, you were like, you've already made that turn around that corner. You've already rounded that corner, so to speak, of, I've already tried this. I've been hospitalized for this. I shouldn't have to keep going through my primary care for a fucking recommendation to see mental health personnel. And you would think, you know, fucking the system would be set. Like, you would be able to pull up someone's file and you immediately see this person is a suicide risk or has been a suicide risk. And no, okay, we can forego the HMO route of, no, go see your physician.
Get a referral.
Yeah.
But no, here's the thing. And this goes back to a couple shows ago. I want to say it's the one with Ryan Timms on. It's like, that might not, I might be incorrect with that. But it was one with that had Q on it. If you seek help, they ain't got no problem denying you doing certain things. But they, you know, they don't want to fast track you for actually getting help.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we will stopgap this right now, but we're not going to try to fix the problem. Because that was my biggest, like, fear, I think, during my breakdown was I'm going back to the ward. I do not want to be in the ward because the ward doesn't work for me. I lose a lot of weight because I'm eating hospital food. I'm reading a lot of books, but I'm not going to help because I'm staunchly against it because, for me personally, not this isn't to say the ward sucks for everybody. The ward helped me out more than it hurt me, like, every time I've been. But I know I need to give group therapy a shot. Ms. Trufant has told me and, like, talked to me about getting group therapy, like, just giving it a chance, because my thing, like, my only, like, feeling against it is that I'm like, I'm not bad off enough. I didn't go through enough shit.
Yeah, but you need that so you don't get bad off enough.
The audience is nodding, rolling eyes, and looking at me like, yeah.
You know, let's get him help while he's perusing the gun catalog, not when he has the 45 in his hand.
Exactly. And so, yeah, that was my main gripe, is that
you just listen to fucking Fallout music, just fucking going that'd be the perfect way to go.
All over but the crying. Nobody's crying but me. But the thing that kills me still with, like, all the stuff, like the windfalls of Jesus Christ, it is terrible out there. Things like the
windfall, blading weather.
Just no blading at home fucking today, people. My 5 subscribers are gonna be a little miffed that I said every week, and I got nothing up this Friday.
Well, you doubled up last time.
Yeah, but I'm going to be one Friday back, so I'll just be a few days back this time. But which means 2 days of editing. Well, not 2 days of editing. 2 days of shooting separately for me, because I can't skate consistently for like an hour and chop footage, because nobody knows about Blading at Home, but it's just a 10-minute session of me skating. Like, and that's because that's the point. The point is to see me grow as a skater from making myself skate every
Have
week.
You thought about doing one from the pipe?
Yeah, I have. Like, I think about doing B-roll from that. And if Blade at Home listeners listen to the show, and they will know the spoiler. But I want to just use it as B-roll because I don't think it's, like, set well enough to fucking... Like, it's not a good enough pipe to, like, film trick like I do with the rail.
There's got to be something that you could work on.
Oh, I'll think of something. Like, I need to because it is visually stunning in the backyard because there's fucking foliage and there's a house and there's a fucking shed and there's a
That's fountain. One of those things where you need to track your speed so you know how fast you're going so you know what is within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, yeah. So with that note, fucking, we're going to throw it to the first song, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. And
the band that's not getting reunited.
Yeah, band is not getting fucking reunited. As
it does not feel so good.
Does not. It's My Chemical Romance. This honey, this Mary isn't big enough for the two of us.
Boosh.
MCR from their first album.
We're not getting reunited.
Mm-hmm. From their first album, which is I Bought You, I Gave You Bullets, You Gave Me Your Love. And yeah, there's no 10-year anniversary album for that fucking CD or record. There's no
that cassette.
Yeah, there's no fucking 10-year for the goddamn Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, but there's a fucking 10-year fucking anniversary album for Welcome to the Black Parade.
That's called That's the One That Made His Money.
That's what I think it is. But it's horseshit. We didn't cover it last show, which I think we did. Maybe we did. I don't think we did. I can't remember it.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, basically, they trolled the shit out of the fans by putting up a new logo and a little fucking flag waving in the air. Well, we got power problems.
Buddy.
We're about to get fucking, what was that? We're about to get Steve Dotson out this bitch.
All hell.
Trip and break us.
But, yes.
No, it's bullshit because you would think with the new logo, there's no reason somebody would make a new logo without using it.
Yes.
Besides merchandise.
Well, I say all them hoodies, though.
Yeah, all them hoodies and shirts and fucking bags and other dumb shit. But no, they're not fucking getting back together. And as a fan of MCR, fucking, I was excited like every other fan. MCR is like, ooh, this is a reunion announcement. They updated all the websites.
And I was ready to crush his dreams.
You were so prepared. Luckily, Ms. Trooper did it before you could get a chance because you would have savored that shit. Because I think you posted on fucking Facebook to me. It was like, hey, by the way. I was like, I already know. I didn't even comment. I was just like, I already fucking know. Already fucking know that it's not a reunion.
But like when I saw it on her post too, but I went like to their Twitter page to verify like this wasn't just, you know, fucking screen cap fucking Photoshop bullshit.
Yeah.
The fucking Bigfoot of fucking emo kids.
And Miss Trufant said this is not technically emo music. It's just alternative music.
I don't call bullshit on that one.
But I know she whispered it into the mic. Hawthorne Heights emo music.
Fucking Dashboard Confessional. I'm genre reversed.
I know you are. You're more genre reversed than me.
Yeah.
Than I will ever be. But no, like that's the biggest thing though still is the fact they had to release a fucking statement saying that, whoa guys, this isn't a reunion, it's just an anniversary. I'm like, then you lead with anniversary post. You put it on your website, anniversary post. Like this is for the anniversary.
10 years ago. Yeah. We dropped the hottest fucking mixtape you ever heard. And now we're trying to profit off it again.
Exactly. And it's fucking horseshit. Like,
are they gonna sell one of those like fancy little colored spackled vinyls?
Oh man, if they do, I'm getting it. I will fucking get it. Because collectors
are mad as you are.
Mad as I am, that sounds fucking cool. And if MCR's PR people happen to be fucking listeners of the EC3 cast.
I'm guessing it would probably be a white vinyl with red sparkle on.
That would be fucking awesome. I need it. Somebody make it for me because that would be just. I'll
you don't even have to be MCR. You just want that vinyl to hang on your wall. Yeah, like, you don't care if it's fucking Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, it's just white with blood splatters. That'd
yes.
be fucking sexy.
And I know they can do it because I've seen vinyls like that.
Young Spike, he has a pink vinyl that I saw, and he has a translucent, like, amber
No,
vinyl.
Color is easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, actual, like, pattern colors.
Because I'm pretty sure the pattern would be done with the pressing, not after.
No, it'd be before you press.
Oh, shit.
It would be in the lacquer itself.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Sorry.
And then you would press it.
Yeah. So, record technology for your ass. Now y'all know.
Because, I mean, I've seen shit with actual, like, fucking, like, what the hell?
You getting a weather advisor on your phone? You've never heard that?
No. That shit's vibrating hardcore.
He is freaking the fuck out. His phone is giving like that the old school fucking severe weather alert.
We can't get you on your fucking local channels anymore since you don't watch that shit. We gotta get you on your damn newfangled technology.
Yeah, that, I don't get.
Did I ever tell you the story about when we got a when one of my coworkers got an Amber Alert on her phone?
No, but I want to know now.
This motherfucker. All right, side note. Some people shouldn't be allowed to technology. He got an Amber Alert on his phone, which I don't really get many of those.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. I don't know if it's because Kia didn't get abducted as much anymore. Or if
this would be a good thing.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. That'd be the positive. Or if my provider just isn't pushing them to me.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is. But he said, damn, man. Got a Hurricane Amber coming all the way.
Oh, no.
He thought he was getting a weather advisory.
Hurricane Amber.
Yes, he didn't know what an Amber Alert was. This is your typical. I don't like to use this word except in conversation between you and me. It's a hood nigga right here.
Oh, it's hood nigga.
He got them fucking non-removable fronts.
Oh man.
Loves to eat him some gummy bears.
No, not gummy bears aside, the fucking non-removable fronts.
No, but when you combine the two,
yeah. Oh,
gummy bears are fronts. You can't really clean them shits out like you're supposed to. At this point, everything he drinks is through a straw, so it doesn't hurt his teeth.
Dude.
Because he's just imbibes so much sugar.
Speaking of teeth, Sage Francis tweeted out that he was like, okay, he said, should I go false teeth route? Because Sage Francis is an older dude. He's like, I think he's in his 40s by now. But he tweeted out like saying, should he get false teeth or should he just say fucking and get the gold permanents? I just tweeted at him, gold.
Yeah.
And he liked the tweet. And excuse me, he favorited the tweet because fucking you favorite tweets. You like Facebook posts, your favorite fucking tweets.
I mean, sorry. Yes. No, he should get fucking removable dentures. That way he has the bling pair and the home pair.
And the home pair.
You only fucking, you know, diamond crusted grills when you're at home, but when you fucking representing an Arby's, you fucking need that shit. You gotta let that girl know your beef and cheddar is going with status.
I wonder if Sage likes Arby's. Good question. I should tweet at him and just be like,
do you like Arby's? When's the last time you had a French au jus dip sub, sir?
I'm going to tweet this show at him just because I mentioned him.
Do you have like the show's Twitter on your phone?
No, I need to sync the account.
Okay.
But
you need to do that so you can tweet ignorant shit as the show. so the Twitter can be more than just the occasional picture and like the shows up.
Yeah.
You get ignorant hashtag ignorant DOS.
Yes. Yes, God. And I would put I would leave enough characters. I always put dash DOS so everyone knows it's me running at a time. But no, so back to fucking getting bullshit shoved in our faces like, you gonna take this shit. And like you said, 10-year anniversaries are fucking bullshit for fucking albums because it's a cash grab. I didn't say it earlier because I'm like, I know he knows it already and you already said it. Beat me to the punch. Thank you. But it doesn't make any fucking sense because you're like, all right, you know, fucking
10 years ago we were popular.
Yeah. Because I'm like, it only makes sense if you're a touring and recording act, like be it solo or as a band. It makes more sense where you're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's been, hey, guys, it's 10-year reunion of our first, 10-year anniversary of our first album.
Yeah. Like, first album is different.
Yeah. Third fucking album, cash grab.
Yeah.
Like fucking, and like if you did it if you do it for one album, you should do it for the other albums. Actually, no. I always liked one of my favorite albums is like the Collector albums. Like these are all of our hits.
Oh, like the greatest hits.
Yeah, greatest hit one, greatest hit two. That's all you should fucking release album wise, unless it's the first album's anniversary or the fucking last album's anniversary.
Well, I will say that's not always true because I'm for remasters. Like when you have like new technology coming out.
True.
And I still have not listened to because I don't have a surround sound system. I want to listen to that fucking Dark Side of the Moon surround mix. Because, I mean, to an extent, the original album was kind of done like that. Because I don't know if you know anything about quadraphonic.
You never would have told me about it.
That was a thing. Because I know my mom used to have like a Marantz fucking quadraphonic receiver.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds old school as fuck.
Got it in fucking Korea.
Jesus.
Yes. quality Korean electronics.
They're Asian, you know, it works.
No, but it really was high-end shit, though.
But no, that's with, like, back to the point of, like, being given anniversary albums. Like, I was saying how I like it for the act to still be performing or still be recording. Yeah. Like, not like they're touring hardcore. And or they're
Have they announced, like, what are they? Are they enhancing anything about the album?
I didn't see that. Let's ask Ms. Trufin.
Ms. Trufin, is the album enhanced for the MCR 10-year Black Parade shit?
Okay, so there's more shit than what you started with.
Yeah,
we have newfangled smart
devices. Yeah, we do. Like, if it's just like, you know, here's a couple unreleased songs. Here's us performing live back when we were together because we're not together anymore.
Yeah. But
watch a video of us being silly together on DVD.
You talk about everything from the early 2000s right now, bro.
Enhanced CDs. I miss enhanced CDs. It's like, I got fucking dinner and a show. I'm fucking balling out of control now. But got no. That white pony. I can fucking lead that pony through the fucking maze.
What?
That was part of the enhanced CD. While the instrumental, I think it's a MIDI instrumental for My Own Summer Place. You go through a fucking like Pac-Man like maze with your little white pony.
Oh my god!
I want to say you're taking out musical notes.
Oh my god, that's great.
And I'm
but god, that's not, something though. That's something.
I'm thinking about fucking all the enhanced CDs. Fucking Limp Bizkit. You got a fucking wallpaper for significant other. You got like a video of I think it's Fred Durst actually painting spray paint the album cover. Ooh. While Nookie plays in the background.
But
high quality shit.
That, I mean, like, but that's the thing, like,
cause fucking Lil Wayne ain't making enhanced CDs.
But no, like,
it's gonna be just like 5 hours of him just like trying to play three notes on the guitar.
Oh, too soon. But no, like, that's the thing. Like, if it's the collectors, it's like that's what I think me and Tim's talked about. One show we talked about on our own. Like the point of physical mediums, like especially like tying it to skate videos. Everything now is VOD, like video on demand. You go pay by PayPal or some shit, and you get a digital download. And some people are like, we still need physical mediums. Like, why? I don't know. It's like, well, if you're going to do a physical medium, it has to be special. And I remember there was one West Coast video. It was like a tour video. Bryan Cranz wrote something for it, I believe. And it went along with the fucking video. And it was a special case. And, like, it was fucking amazing. I think it was, like, woodcut or some shit. Like, a wood case. And it was like, one-off and amazing. You got more shit with it. You got bang for the fucking buck.
Well, see, I'm all for physical. I do not buy anything solely digital. That is not the way I roll. Because I want to have a backup in case, you know, fucking something goes down. You buy some shit in some format that, you know, 5 years on. Do you remember Liquid Audio? Do you remember Real Audio? Bought you a fucking some Liquid Audio tracks that ain't been able to play that shit for 15 years. Fucking Skindred album just fucking sitting there. You know, like, I want something that I can physically hold. Like, I am that person. Even though I watch all my movies from fucking MP4 formats on my computer, I have a physical CD or DVD.
Yeah, because just in case, like you said, shit fails and you can't play.
Yeah. I am that person.
Like, I still have my binder full of fucking skate videos.
All right, Mitt Romney. Binder's full of skate videos.
Binder's full of skate videos. Hashtag that shit.
Yes.
But, no, like, I really, really think that fucking, it's just, I hate the capitalism of it all. Like, that's all it is. Like, it's just straight up cashing in. Like, they release a new logo solely to make new merchandise and make money off the brand. And fucking, you haven't been a brand since 2000. Shit, think 2009.
Yeah, somewhere around 8 or 9. Yeah. When they released that weird fucking.
That, basically, I took that last album as that. That was like that and like one or two other songs. Like Sing, because they used that for the intro for Gran Turismo, the newest Gran Turismo that came out around that time. And it was one more that I liked on that album. But it had a good premise, but the music just made no fucking sense. Because you got fucking their fast punk plan for their first album. Then you got the semi-radio friendly but darker fucking second album. And then you got their third album, which they nailed their fucking sound. Like, this is, like, they nailed the sound for the second album.
Pandering the album.
Yeah. And the fourth album was basically, I took it as, like, that lead singer is like, no, guys, come on, I played ball. Fucking, I sung the songs that, you know, you all agreed on and that I reluctantly agreed on. So now this is my time. This is going to be the album where I get to do the songs that I want to do. And I'm just like, that's the feel I got from that last fucking album. And the logo was cool. Like, the logo got me hyped. I'm like, oh, it's a lightning bolt through a fucking spider. They got some desert shit going on. Like, this looks pretty fucking cool. And then Na-Na-Na came on, I'm like, this is not them, but I'm not hating it yet. And then I bought the album, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
See, to me, like, that's kind of what saves Slipknot, is Corey Taylor's allowed to go out and do this shit with his other group. It's like, you couldn't fucking make Bother on a Slipknot album.
No.
But he gets to scratch that itch. He gets to get that shit out, and then come back to Slipknot and talk about how he's fucking sad that his dad left his mom and shit.
Yeah, like, that. I think that is a downfall of a lot of acts, is that somebody wants to do something different. They're like, that's not what we do. And then they fucking get bitter until they get their chance. And then when they realize, oh, like when they play it or when they finally record it, and they're hyped about it, but everybody else is just like, well, you wanted to do it. That's what it feels like. You're just like, well, you wanted to do this, so fucking this is what we're doing. And I'm not going to say anything positive or negative about it. And basically, the 10-year anniversary bullshit is just, hey, you want us back?
Show us there's some interest.
Yeah, show us the interest.
Show us why we should give you something.
Yeah. So what are we looking at on time mark? Because I feel like...
right about 55 minutes.
55 minutes?
Got any...
fucking tie nothing else to that shit, because that's a good way to end it. Just basically fuck MCR's 10-year...
We came at this with the intention to like discuss all these things to turn into, man, fuck capitalism.
Yeah. Like
fuck the free market.
The fuck free market, dog. The fucking the point of
comrades!
That point of advertising...
You don't want to talk any about the Democratic Convention?
I mean, because the segue into that shit, like, it's straight up capitalist bullshit again, where it's like, and it's not saying I'm commie or
no,
I'm anti whatever the fuck. No, it's just straight up the same thing.
We need to fix capitalism. That's
yeah, because yeah, it's straight up for this election now after the DNC. It's blatantly obvious and apparent, motherfucking. You get told that, hey, you get to choose who you want. Okay. All right, now wait. Now we're going to tell you. That's nice you tell us what you wanted. We're going to tell you what you want. That's basically what it is. And that's what the MCR bullshit is. That's what fucking anniversary album bullshit is. Like, we're going to tell you you want this. Because that's capitalism. That's advertising. It's like, you don't know what you want, so we're going to tell you what you want. It's advertising 101.
I just
want to
be as happy as fucking Bill Clinton with them balloons.
Right? Dude was fucking stoked on them shits. But it sucks because... that's what capitalism is. Like, it's capitalism is what? Capitalize. Fucking take advantage. Like,
somebody got to lose.
Yeah, somebody going to lose, dog. And if we're the ones that been making the decisions, be it a record label, be it a band, be it a fucking party of political people, we going to tell you what you should want based on our vested interests. And MCR's vested interest. MCR vested interest isn't to fucking perform as an act. Their interest is to make money off of MCR.
Yes.
They don't give a shit about the fans, just like the point of DNC is.
Well, the worst part about it is there's a good chance this ain't got shit to do with MCR.
Yeah, I know.
The record label putting this out,
Yes.
The record label's like, fuck, we could fucking... these emo kids are grown up. They have jobs. They have money.
Exactly.
They want to buy that spackled vinyl.
I do. Fucking do. I will sell plasma and get that shit if it. I'm gonna look up the album.
You'll sell all the arts. I'm gonna get that special edition package. It's got that fucking vinyl I can frame on my wall.
Right up, just right on, dog. People go, you ever play it? Fuck no. It's stained glass.
Stained glass. Put them on the glass. But yeah, listen to the weather outside. Maybe we should wrap up so we can save this file before the power go out.
But yeah, Bob, just capitalism bullshit. Fucking fuck MCR, record label, whoever fucking charging.
Whoever made this decision.
Yeah, and
who responsible this?
Yeah, we know the decisions for the DNC. We read, we skimmed the emails. I had it blasted in our face with social media. Like, this isn't like, oh man, I really wish Sanders had happened. It's like, no, it didn't look good anyway. So I just saw lights dim, and we're going to fucking save the file. And Wicked, what's the next song?
Ritz, Ghost Story.
Y'all I'm old ho, pocket full of bread, I ain't counting sourdough. Shitting on her from a bull, funny y'all the rose got reversed when it was in. They never said look out below, never tried to lend a hand. I was down and out and broke when the balance in my bank account just a couple O's. Now we feast or beat my dime, cause while we toasted chronic hoes. Cheers, we are where the talent go. Now it's like there's no one left. So what's that you blowing up? They trolling on the social network. I murk my foes, I choke them out and never broke a sweat. You knock one up the box, I watch it cause a domino effect. And all my monsters soak these ghosts, the goblins don't oppose the threat. I ain't scared of no one, seen the hater and I told them that if you don't start shit, there won't be none. Cause I don't really need no reason to be the one responsible for your extinction. Cause when it comes to
competition, I don't see none. Think y'all win, ghost to me, ghost to me, ghost to me. Ain't nobody coming close to me, close to me. It's like a goddamn ghost story, ghost story, ghost. It's a goddamn ghost story, ghost story, ghost. It's a goddamn ghost story, ghost story, ghost. Go ahead and sign a horn. Like every born rapper does, I wish to do behind the board, but pull the power cord. Just quit and do some shit you're good at. Your stage show is hard for me to look at, like the unibrow, and I'll be sure. The difference between a music night and day, I'm getting busy, but you shitty like a giant pile of Commodore. So watch the mouth of yours. I never thought I'd see the day it'd be okay to let these rappers dress like Shalimar. They wanna dance, suck a dick, fuck these kids, knock them off their balance boards, beat them down and set a lot of cord. Ugly as fuck, but these sluts pulling down their drawers. White bitches love me like an Abercrombie out the store. Sick and never found a cure, sipping on the crown of port. Wild and Roddy bought the Scotty Gates, yelling out the boy. Some dummy said there was hungry since I made it, and a famous bitch I'm storming like the army was the Valley Forge. Was dope enough to get a deal back in 2004. I was born a killer, tried to warn him, had to tell him, boys, if you don't start shit, there won't be none. Cause I don't really need no reason to be the one responsible for your extinction. Cause when it comes to competition, I don't see none. Think y'all win, ghost to me, ghost to me, ghost. Ain't nobody coming close to me, close to me. It's like a goddamn ghost story, ghost story, ghost story. Really being honest, y'all. I'm just sick of being modest all the time when all these artists talk like they the hottest, and y'all let them get away with murder. They just rhyming words together, ain't no substance to their monologue. They go on stage and spray the crowd with water, rapping over top. They vocals to distract the fact they sound a novel, dog. We ain't playing volleyball, I ain't going back and forth. If you diss me and it piss me off, then I might smack you for it. Run up in the studio while you went on like everything is coolio, then jack you for your laptop and your Mackie board. You think I'm playing, you mistaken shit. You faker than the movie taking. You ain't got no skills, you only at the bar. Come and get the baddest car. Think of shit as caviar. You fictional like Battlestar Galactica and Avatar. I'm on another planet and these rappers almost sad. Mars, Venus, Jesus, we the secret tea, we just laugh at y'all. An open casket, I just killed a candle track. If you feel it, play it back, really, I'm just saying facts. That if you don't start shit, there won't be none. Cause I don't really need no reason to be the one responsible for your extinction. Cause when it comes to competition, I don't see none. Think y'all been ghost to me, ghost to me. Ain't nobody coming close to me, close to me. It's like a goddamn ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story.
That was some hardcore dance moves you was doing right there.
Strange music.
Oh my god, it's the fucking 2000s again. The record label shout out at the end of the track. We were not prepared.
I forgot Strange does that.
That's awesome.
You want me to leave that on?
Leave that shit in because that was great because I know you're going to be ready for it. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to the show. Fucking the weekly EC3 cast. Fucking where we tell you what to be afraid of.
Be somebody.
Be somebody. Love one another. That's the point of the show.
Hence, love life, love yourself, love your life.
We out, bye. Okay.
Nuh-uh.
He said the words. Oh, no, so, check us out on social media, these3cast.com, or my favorite way, expensivecheese.com. Email us, you punk-ass motherfuckers. Fucking ec3cast@gmail.com.
That's where you build up goodwill right there.
Yeah, tweet at us or go to Facebook page, give us a little like. We're almost to 100. Yes. Even though we have more than 100 listeners or fucking plays from other outlets, be it Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Also, you can follow me and Wicked on the social medias at Wicked Child or at Dos Truffin everywhere on the interwebs.
Yes.
Dos Stuff and Things, motherfucking Facebook page, facebook.com/DosDST. Also, DST on YouTube. Just search Blading at Home. You will find it. Give me a subscribe. Give me a little like. Give me some feedback. Tell me.
And while you're there, also subscribe to EC3Cast on YouTube.
We're going
to
do some shit eventually.
Yeah, someday. No, because the more people subscribe, maybe we can actually get them vanity plate URLs.
Right? Shit.
I'm so mad you have to have like X number of subscribers to get those.
Basically, do you have an audience? That's what it is. Do you have an audience?
You ain't parking this shit. You ain't parking fucking YouTube.com/Ford.
Yeah. Also the phone number
757-745. That don't look right.
They don't look right. We're gonna pull up on my media device because he can't understand his own handwriting.
No, not that.
Did they change our number? Did we not pay the phone bill?
No.
Phone number is 757-745-9323. What did you write?
I may have been giving people the wrong number.
Because on the book face, it's 9323. Uh-oh.
Rap with the people. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to just wrap the show hard since I've been abandoned. So for Wicked Child checking our phone number before he comes back, he's a sexy motherfucker. I mean, I'm sorry to hear about Rondell. And, you know, I'm a little fine, but we both taken, ladies. We both taken.
I just wrote the shit down wrong.
Okay, so you just wrote it wrong.
No, on the website, I mean, on the Facebook, it's right.
Okay, cool. So you can still contact us at 757-745-9323.
Where the fuck did I get this number from?
I don't know, man. Fucking
hub. Fucking hub.
So, for Wicked Child, Josh Truffin saying, love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
Booyakasha!